Hello everyone, it's Ted Brown speaking, welcoming you all in my Learn Real English show. So basically today, I have come up with a very important topic to talk about as always. And today, yesterday I made an episode on and I haven't revealed full red pill because I have not told you how to indirectly download any app, any Google Play Store app. Indirectly, so yesterday you might have went into the Google Play Store and then you have downloaded that music player that I have recommended in my yesterday's episode, but I have also found one solution, and that is the only solution, I must say, that is actually the red pill to indirectly see. Let me give speak the topic to you so that you can understand what is the topic of today. See, the topic of today is how to use Google Play Store in most restrictive safe way for downloading and installing any Google Play Store apps indirectly using APK downloaders. So now there is something called as APK downloader. Now this is the red pill that you will never be knowing about. You might be knowing about some APK website like app APK Pure. I have told you APK Pure in my previous episodes, in one of the previous episode in which I told you about that God UC browser 12.6.1222. So in that also I have mentioned that APK Pure website where you can get the APK file of any APK file that you want, but that is also okay, but that is for getting old. If you want to get old, that means old any apps that have been now not present in Google Play Store, so for that you will be using APK app, APK Pure or APK Mirror. These website will give you the old versions of all those Google Play Store apps, but to get the Google Play Store apps direct indirectly without going into the Google Play Store, because see what is the problem, I have not discussed before. But let me tell you one more thing, that is for downloading any app previously, not just what I say, 2 days back, what I was doing, I have to get into Google Play Store. Yes, I have already made an episode in which I have told you that I am using parental controls in Google Play Store. I don't know in which episode I have told about, but I have told you that I am using parental control, but that will never limit everything, because see, there are various sections in, see, first of all, this is just for Android users. I don't have any solution for Apple because I don't have Apple. So everything is about Android users only. So now let me proceed. So where was I? Yes, I was telling that even though I am using parental controls, but does it restrict everything? No. Because there are certain sections in Google Play Store like movies, books, and the moment you touch the movies by mistake also, then you will be seeing all the naked boobs and all that films, and that will again make you lusty. So this is the problem that is embedded in that is a problem that is in the Google Play Store app. As I have already told you, Google Play Store app and all these big companies are totally influenced. I have already told you 90% of the time we are influenced by the negative force. So negative force has totally controlled Google company, and then they are putting all the lusty images and all that. And also it is now coming in films and all. So that is a different thing. Now coming back to the point. So now how to use Google Play Store in most restrictive way for downloading any. See, there is a way to download. Let me tell you that whatever apps that you are seeing in Google Play Store, you can download indirectly. That means without going into the website. Without going into the either Google Play Store website or even without going into Google Play Store app. So you don't have to do anything. you can directly download. Sorry, you can indirectly download. You just need the URL. Now this is the red pill. You need the URL, and that you just need to copy in the APK downloader that I will be telling you just now. So the moment you will be pasting, it will be generating the APK file that you will be also getting, which you will be also getting in that Google Play Store, because Google Play Store also, the moment you touch the install button, then it will be installing, but it will be installing APK na, and this also will be doing APK. Why? Because this APK downloader that I will be sharing with you, that is also using the same platform that the Google Play Store and the same tools that the Google Play Store uses. So both are same. You just need the URL of Google Play Store. The moment you get, then it can snatch out that APK download, snatches out from that URL and gives you that same APK file that the Google Play Store will give you. Now let me tell you, first of all, what you need to do to understand, because see, if first I will be explaining you, let this audio be in repeat mode for so that you can understand everything. One, if you will be listening to this particular episode more number of times, then we will be understanding. And if you are continuously listening at the same time, experimenting what I am saying, then you will be finding that it works. But so that for less confusion, I will be also giving you the website in which you will be finding how it works, so that it will be easy for you. So first of all, what all things you have to do. So let me begin. So firstly, you have to understand that, first of all you have to disable the Google Play Store app. Why? Because see, any app, the moment I am saying app means you will be getting advertisement, but luckily in Google Play Store app you don't have any advertisement, but you have in the movies all the bullshit contents are present, all the lusty contents are present. So first of all, disable Google Play Store app. Why I am saying? Very good question. See, I am saying to disable, and then you will also be getting one option like factory reset. So no need to do factory reset, even if you did, no issues, but your Google Play Store app will be coming down to the oldest version, that means the starting version, and then you might be afraid. So that's why don't press cancel on the factory reset. But let me tell you this also, because I have by mistakenly done also factory reset, and then I got into the previous, that means the first version of Google Play Store, that green screen, that green app, then nothing, no need to worry, because after, just you have to press on that install updates option. There is a option called as install updates in the Google Play Store, and that means allow install updates or don't update like that. So allow update over Wi-Fi or even mobile charges, there are some options like that. So just allow it, allow update over mobile charges or allow update over Wi-Fi, whatever you choose. And in some point of time you will be seeing that again within half an hour or 1 hour, it will again get back to original form, that means original updated form, that means the current version, latest version, it will automatically be done, it will automatically done that. But no need to press the factory reset, otherwise you will be a little bit worried what happened and all that. So that's why don't press, just disable, because the moment you will be disabling, you will be getting one option, do you want to do factory reset, then press cancel, no issues. But I have told you, even if you have pressed, then there is a way to recover, but I will suggest you not to do, because initially I also got mad, because I thought what happened, now I got into the first version and then after 1 hour or 2 hours it again updated, because first I have just removed don't update option and touch the update, that means update over Wi-Fi or update, so automatically it updated again Google Play Store app to the latest version. But no need to experiment it this thing. Now first of all, disable Google Play Store app. Now, the moment you touch the disable option, you will be getting an option factory set. Then press cancel. No need to press OK. So press cancel. Now, the moment you press cancel, so just that app got disabled. Now, why I have said to do that? Because we need the URL, and to get the URL, we need to go into the Google Play Store website, because the app will never give you the URL of that. That you will be pasting in APK downloader. And one more reason why I am saying to disable Google Play Store app, because see, if you will be opening that Google Play Store website, the moment you will be touching to that Google Play Store website, then it will automatically, again I am saying, it will automatically opening that app only. So the moment you will be disabling, then now that web browser has no other option left other than getting you into the Google Play Store website. So that's why, okay, so that's why you need to disable, so that web browser will automatically take, will not be able to automatically take you to Google Play Store app, rather its website. Now what you need to do, now let me tell you what you need to do. Now first you have done that, now you have to indirectly access. Now one more thing that the let's say you just typed search in the search engine, Google search engine, you typed that Google Play Store website, and the moment you enter the website, and then again you will be seeing the lusty images. Why? Because Google Play Store website has placed movies. Again I am saying, the moment you enter into the Google Play Store website, you won't be seeing the apps and all in that app, in that website. Now this is, again I have already told you, 90% all the world is going crazy, and Google Play Store website is also has gone into under the influence of negative force. So you will be finding that the moment you enter Google Play Store website, you won't be seeing apps, you won't be seeing any games, rather you will be seeing latest films, release hits, these all things. That means the movie part, in which the lust, that means naked boobs and Brian panty women, you will be seeing that in front of the website. Now this is placed in the front of the website. That means the first web page that you will be seeing, it's not about something app, games, it's just movies. So that is present into the website. So that's why we have to access the website indirectly now. So we can't directly access, because I'm not directly accessing. I also found a way to indirectly access. So directly access means directly see the films and all, Brian Panty and all that nonsense. So we have to indirectly access. So there is a way to indirectly access that I have told you little bit. I just give you a little bit hint in my previous episode, how to download a music file. But I haven't told you now how to safely download any app from Google Play Store. So today I am telling you. So yesterday I told you that you have to write download app name Google Play Store. That I have told you in my previous episode. That means yesterday's episode. So I told you download. Now we will not be entering, since I have told you we won't want to enter the Google Play Store website directly. So indirectly, so there is a way that I have told you yesterday, that is, let's say I want to download a music player, that same music player, let's say. So download now music player and then Google Play Store. Okay, now app name, whatever app name, let's say to be specific, then download, and yesterday's app name, well, yesterday's music player, only download music player bracket by My Techno Sound and then Google Play Store, then bracket close, then Google Play Store, and then hit search, and then you will be getting, you will be seeing in the browser that you will be getting directly the list, that means that app, you will be getting the app. Google Play Store will give you the app. And one more thing that I want to say you, that whatever I am saying, that this you should not do in laptop, because in laptop it is opening in a very different way, because laptop is little bit desktop, because desktop view is different from mobile view. So if you are doing in smartphone, then that is far better than doing into a laptop, because I prefer being using a smartphone over laptop, because in laptop everything is totally different, everything is big. Like, let's say for example, if you are seeing boobs and all in smartphone and seeing in that laptop, it varies, because its size is big, screen is big. So that's why it's better to use laptop to avoid the lust and all. Now coming back to the point, now where was I? Yes, I was telling you that Google Play Store. Now the moment you typed that download, then app name, then Google Play Store, and then hit search. Now the moment you did that, you will be getting that app. Now the moment you touch that player, that means that app, that is music player, let's say for example, the moment you touch that app, selected app that you want, then you will be getting into the website. Now this time indirectly we got, because if you won't type download app name Google Play Store, then what you will be doing? You will be typing then rather Google Play Store website, and then you will be getting into the website and seeing the boobs and all, and then typing in the search Google Play Store music player, directly music player by My Techno Sound in the search, and then you will be getting that app. But you get into that lust, nah? This is the problem. And I am saying, if you download in the search box, in the search engine itself, download music player and let's say any music player, if you want to search all the music player and choose one, then download music player and Google Play Store and then hit search, then you will be getting a list of apps, but you will be indirectly accessing the Google Play Store website. So this is the thing. So then select the app, and then what you need to do, let's say I got into the moment I touch the Google Play Store and I touch the music player by My Techno Sound and I touch that app, and I get into the Google Play Store website and I'm seeing that music player. Now what I have to do? Now I need the URL. Now get into the title bar. I must say that is title bar or whatever that URL, HTTP, where it is written http://. Now that is the URL. So that app's URL is present on the top, that in the search box, not in the search box, that is the HTTP box, let's say I'm calling it that HTTP box, URL box. So just select all or copy all that URL, and now you got the final URL. And now what you need to do, now you have to use a APK downloader, and so that you can place it in that APK downloader. So now let me tell you the APK downloaders that you have to use. Now comes the last part, that is the how to use APK downloader. Because now, till now, what you have done, you have indirectly visited the Google Play Store app and get into the selected app that you want to download from Google Play Store indirectly, not by visiting into the app or website directly. So now you get the indirectly went into the Google Play Store website, and now you get the URL. Now you get the main thing that you need, that is the URL. Now what you need to do with the URL? Now you need APK downloader. Now let me tell you one APK downloader. There are two APK downloaders. Now let me give you what you need, how to get that APK downloader first. Now let me begin the second part of this thing, that is how to use APK downloader. So what you need to type, see, just you need to type this thing. There I am just giving you. So what you need to type in the search box to get the if I want to show you the steps also, so if, because just by explaining you might get confused till now, so you have to repeat it first of all, this episode in your mind for lot of times, so that you can understand what I am trying to say. That is the first thing. Now I am telling you how to download. I am giving a website that will tell you entirely how to do that, and also listen to this and then you will be getting. So first of all, to get the APK downloader, just type in the search box how to download. In the search box, just type this sentence: how to download an APK file from Google Play Store. And then from the Google Play Store, and then the website name. The website is WikiHow. So you have to type from wikihow.com. So again, I am repeating the sentence that you have to type: how to download an APK file from the Google Play Store from WikiHow. WikiHow, HOW, WIKI, WikiHow.com. And the moment you type that, then just press search. And in the first, that means the first link will be that only, wikihow.com. Easy ways, you will finding this thing written over that website: easy ways to download an APK file from the Google Play Store. And the moment you get into this website, you will be finding there are two ways. There are two ways. First is, there are two APK downloaders in that website. First is Evozi APK downloader. Now there is one problem with Evozi is, in one day, since they are in under maintenance, this APK downloader website is under maintenance. You will be seeing that if you get into Evozi APK downloader, then they will be saying that within they might be saying that within 24 hours they will be generating one APK file. That means one APK you will be, that means one Google Play Store app you will be download in just one day. That means one day only you will be able to, in one day you will be able to download only one app, one Google Play Store app, because it will be generating one app and then it will be relaxing for 24 hours, and then another day if you tried, then again you will be getting one APK file. So that's why I don't prefer this, because it is under right now maintenance. Now just because of maintenance, and I don't know whether it became to change to 48 hours, it might be 2 days. In 2 days you will be able to download one APK file of Google Play Store. So right now it's under maintenance, so this is not the best option. Now there is another website given, that is method 2 of this website, and that is APK combo. That APK downloader is, website is https://apkcombo.com APK downloader. Now this is the best one. This is the, what I say, God APK downloader. That is apkcombo.com. So you will be getting the link in this website only. So just you, if you type that thing in search box, then you just made your ways easy, because now you will be getting everything. Now you will be getting everything in this website. So now you will be getting everything in this website, because you just need to touch the link, that HTTPS link now, and then you will be forwarded to the main website, where you will be finding. Now the moment you touch that website, that APK combo link, hyperlink, then you get into the website where you will be finding online APK downloader, all reason download, now device architecture and Android. Now one thing you have to remember, that now this APK wants your architecture, that means your mobile architecture, in what is the framework, that means what is the OS, what is the Android version, and then device, whether it's phone, tablet, TV. So now I'm always using phone only for generating the APK file. Otherwise you can also use laptop, that is a different thing, but there is no option for laptop, tablet. So now you need to you need the architecture and then Android version, you need these things to put into. But if you just put default, then also it will be generating, and chances are not like that, it will not work. If you just put device default, architecture default, and Android, you will be getting three options here. Device, you have to choose the device, whether phone, tablet, or TV. Then architecture, in architecture ARM64 version 8A or x86, and then x686 64-bit, and like that there are certain architecture that you have to choose. And then Android 4.4, 5.0, 8.1, like that you have to, there's various Android versions. So you have to know that you can download one app from Google Play Store right now, that is Droid Info. That means Android, it will give that Droid, D-R-O-I-D, Droid, D-R-O-I-D, Droid Info, INFO. So if you type this in Google's Play Store app right now, because right now you don't know the entire procedure, so you can get into the app and now you can find the Droid Info app present in Google Play Store, and then you need that information of your Android device. You will be getting in, because it will give you so many things about your Android device, but in that you will finding the Android version also written in that app. You first you have to download that app, to because this APK downloader needs the Android version and architecture and device. See why I am telling you, because see, even if you don't put device as default and architecture as default and Android as default, then also it will generate. Yes, it will generate, but it might work, and I haven't experimented, so it's better, because I haven't experimented that much that whether it's work, it is working on the default also, so I haven't experimented it. So it is better if you give, but then also in a YouTube video, I don't know which YouTube video, in that also I found that even if you put a device as default and architecture as default, but Android, at least you know whether it's 10.0 or 7.0 or whatever. So if you put device default and architecture as default, and Android, let's say currently I am having 8.1, so I put that, and then I played, and then I copied whatever I have copied, that player's URL, music player's URL, now I pasted in this APK downloader, and then press download, then it will be generating that app. But it worked, that I have experimented, it worked. Even if I have selected the default device and architecture, architecture as default, but I have given the correct Android, because that I at least know. I was not knowing about architecture and device, but I was knowing about Android, so that's why I selected the 8.1. but also I was knowing about device, like phone, tablet, TV, so I was having phone, so I selected the phone, but I was not having any information of the architecture, so I selected default. But then also whatever APK that it generated, that got installed in my, so that's why that is not a big deal. So now, but then also I will suggest you to you download that Droid Info, so that you put the correct information only in this APK downloader. Like for phone, you will be putting device as phone, then architecture, then from Droid Info app that you will be downloading from APK Google Play Store. Then after downloading that Google Droid Info app, then you will be getting the architecture and Android version. So you will be getting this information. Then just hit the download. There is a search box. I must not say search box, sorry. There is a box in which you can type name or package name and Google Play Store or Google Play Store. So this is written, already written in that. In that search box, you have to paste that URL. And in the right side of it, you are having a download option. So you just put that music players or any apps that link, that URL that I have said you just now. Just paste that and then download, then you will be getting the APK file, and then you can easily download it, because that is just directly from Google Play Store app only. So in this way, you can easily download the APK, you can easily download or install any Google Play Store app indirectly using that APK downloader. So that's about it. I think you get it how to use this. So okay, bye bye, I hope you get it.